This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, and I'm about to start the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. If there's anyone who needs to make a quick call on the W1DX repeater, please go ahead and do so now. I'll start the net in about 1 minute. Tri-City Tipsnet, calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening, and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in the city of Broughton, and I'm operating portable. I will be your net control station this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed for a secondary, is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. This net is held each Wednesday starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. It's also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPSNET is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list of comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the TIPSNET. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, listen to ensure that no one else called at the same time you have, then slowly give your call sign phonetically like I did, Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or a question. Again, this is Tim, Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, your net control station for the evening. We will start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. No questions at the moment, and my equipment's working fine. I did have to reset the operator.
Romeo Mike November, Bob in Montville. No questions.
1 Echo Victor, Bill in Mystic. No comments or questions other than I think I doubled with Dave, DCT. Good evening.
Okay, Net recognizes Kevin, KA6PDG, who has reset himself. Bill, K1EV, did indeed double with Dave, K1DCT, but I got them both down. And Bob, K1RMN. Anyone else that would like to check in, please call now.
This is Whiskey 1 Julie, ask your papa at W1JOP. No questions.
Okay, Net further recognizes John, W1JOP. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, currently have K6PDG, K1EV, K1DCT, K1RMN, and W1JOP, and myself, KC1TWR. We don't have any questions on the floor. I do want to make a quick comment that the auction for this Saturday is on. 2 days ago, the weather said that it was going to be beautiful and lovely and cool in the 40s, but good. And then this morning they said, oh no, sorry about that. Heavy rains and winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. So, the auction takes place inside, so you'll just have to dash from your car in and out. But other than that, the auction will go on as had been planned. Let me reset the repeater. I'd also like to thank Kevin K6PDG for recording the tips net. I was able to listen to them while I was in North Carolina. I'll be going back to North Carolina on Sunday after the auction. Our daughter is due to give birth next Thursday, I believe, or next Wednesday, so we'll see if that happens as scheduled. And then we're going to be down there, I think, for 3 or 4 weeks yet. So, I think we'll go ahead and start at the top for a round of comments and any observations or words of wisdom from people. Kevin, KA6PDG, any comments, thoughts, or suggestions?
Well, let's see. I can't make a suggestion of somebody on the net winning the $1.6 billion because I guess somebody already did that. Not too much, Tim. It's good to hear you back. I don't think I have anything exciting to report. I think you do need a better weather source, though, because this little storm has been brewing for almost a week, so we'll have to, I think maybe you're dialing the wrong number. But anyway, that's okay. I really can't think of too much. Maybe other stations will have something inspiring. The auction is indoors, as you said, so I don't think it'll be a problem for anybody. One thing I noticed was that on the Tri-City website, they list the 697 repeater for any talk-in, which is a little suspect just because I don't think that repeater is working well. But most people don't need too much talking nowadays thanks to GPS, so I guess it's not a biggie. KA6PDG, back to net control.
Thank you, Kevin. And yeah, you're right with GPS and the fact that I'd say a good 80 to 90% of the people are recurring people who come to almost all the auctions. It shouldn't be too bad. Tomorrow, I think I will stop at the station and see if I can connect to the 97 repeater and see how it sounds from there, see if we need to make any changes. And if not, we'll be okay. We do have a, Tri-City does have a mobile radio that we'll be using, and we usually put the antenna near one of the windows behind where Tom stands and get pretty good reception there. So we'll go next to Bill, K1EV. Welcome back and congratulations on your new addition. K1EB, KC1TWR.
Very good. Thank you, Kevin. Tim, Kevin just talked. KC1TWR in the group, in the net, K1EV. Well, that took one of my comments out of the discussion, and thank you for that. And we'll be heading up to Boston Sunday after the auction to see our 2-week-old. By then, she's almost 3 weeks old, granddaughter. So good luck with your trip south, and hope the weather doesn't catch up with you down there. I was going to mention the auction too, as I think everybody on the net knows of, and based on the weather, I spent the day tagging items and putting them in plastic totes so I can haul them in without getting them all wet. And I wonder if the mobile radio you're speaking of is one that I'm holding here, or if you've got another one as well. And then I wanted to also ask, I listened to some of the recordings Kevin had made that you sent me the link to, and I noticed in one of them my signal is very scratchy, and I wonder if I'm making it into the repeater tonight okay. I hear a little hiss on the background in the background of your signal. Back to you, KC1TWR, K1EV.
Yep, thank you, Bill. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good. A little noise in the background, but nothing too bad. The first time when you checked in, of course, you were doubling the base, so you were coming through very scratchy. I was going to make a comment, but when you put off the key and then I heard Dave finishing his check-in, I said, aha, that's the issue. I may be sounding a little scratchy because I'm using a portable, an HT FT60 Bizu, down at Eastern Point Beach. My mobile rig is in the car. So that's probably why I'm not sounding as clear as I should. Let me reset. Yeah, and just to double back for a second, Kevin, the winner, I think you heard, probably heard, was in South Carolina. And you all know that somebody just moved to South Carolina. I'm tempted to drop him an email and ask him if perchance he was the one holding the ticket. I sincerely doubt it, but it's good to rib him about it a little bit. At least he's in the right part of the country to win now and then. You don't normally hear grand prizes being won by somebody in Connecticut. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, moving on to Dave, K1DCT, and thank you for joining. K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Good evening to all on the net. This is K1DCT. Yeah, looking forward to the auction. I missed the auction in the spring, so I pulled those tagged items out that I had ready for then, and found a few more. So got them all packed up in boxes and cardboard boxes, so if it's pouring, well, I won't care because I'm not bringing any of the stuff back, so we can throw the boxes away, and that'd be all right with me as long as I end up with cash in my pocket. So, got some stuff that certainly think people will want, and looking forward to find out what's there that I don't yet know that I need. So, we'll see what happens. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. I know I'll be looking for some kind of a dipole like a throw from a tree wall down in Sutton, North Carolina. This thing comes down, I plan to take TX-480 with me. Way for a little over 10 to 15 minutes, so I'd like to just come call out. This is Detroit City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, open to any and all amateur radio operators that would like to join. You do not need to be a member of the club in order to join, so any further checks, just call now. This is. Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton. No questions.
Recognizes Mark, KP1RAY. Further check in, please call now.
Okay, Mark, I've added you to the list. We'll be getting to you in a little bit. And just as a quick comment, down here at Eastern Point Beach, looking out even towards New London with all its lights, I can see about 5 or 6 stars up in the sky, so it's got to be pretty clear up there. Okay, next on the list is Bob, K1RMN. This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Good evening, everybody on the net. Not too much this evening. K1EV, Bill, you were hitting the repeater fine, but Kevin may be a better judge of this, but I think you were overdriving the audio just a little bit. But other than that, I think the signal was just fine. Looking forward to the auction this weekend. Hopefully the weather won't be quite so bad, and we'll get some people to show up. And I think we'll have a good time no matter what, and do the best we can with what we're handed. Other than that, nothing else to really talk about right now. So this is K1RMN back to net control.
Thank you, Bob, and I know you've been traveling, so welcome back to Connecticut. And I did get your email, by the way, and I will be replying. I had checked around just FYI because I was wondering if we should postpone the auction, but historically, unless it's a blizzard and people just can't get there, it's indoor auction and it goes ahead as planned, so I think that works for me. Okay, next, John, W1JOB. Anything you'd like to comment on that's been talked about or anything new? This is KC1TWR, net control.
Good evening, all. This is W1JOP. Whoops, got to turn the other radio down. Give me a sec. All right, there we go. Not much to report, just wanted to wish everybody a good evening. Yeah, it does sound like this weekend's weather is not going to be that great, but, hey, such is life. It's fall in New England. Anyway, back to net. This is W1JOP.
Yep, thank you, John. I should mention, I was talking with Tom, W2RYV, earlier, and apparently there's an old operator who passed away about 12 years ago, and they'd be picking up some of his equipment. And I believe that on his site he has some Rhone tower equipment as well as a homemade, but Thompson's very nicely made, and tower. So I don't think those will be brought to the auction, but something to keep in mind if you know anybody that's looking for anything like that. Might want to talk to Tom about it, either at the auction or otherwise. And and I know I'm looking through my stuff to see what I need to bring to the auction projects, and doubles of equipment that I don't really need doubles of. Okay, next we'll go on to Marco from RAY. Welcome to the net. This is KC1TWR.
KB1MAK Waterford.
KB1MAK, this is KC1TWR with the TIPS net. Are you checking in or do you have an emergency?
Oh, no emergency, sorry. I just heard you on. I just wanted to ask a quick question on the auction. I heard you say auction. Do you know when the Tri-City auction is going to be held?
Yes, indeed. It will be this Saturday. As usual, at the Gales Ferry Firehouse across from the Dow Chemical Plant on Route 12. and the doors will open for sellers at 8, buyers to come in and browse at 9, and the auction will start promptly at 10 a.m. Any further questions?
Okay, no, we thank you greatly, because I didn't make the last Tri-City meeting, club meeting, so I wasn't sure. Thank you. I hope I can bring some stuff up there myself. Take care, and 73 is on the net here. KB1MAK, Waterford, Connecticut.
Okay, thanks, KB1MAK. And, bring your stuff, and you may even go home with some other stuff, usually the way that it goes. Okay, on to Mark, KB1RAY. Welcome to the net. This is KC1TWR.
KB1RAY, not too much for comments. Also looking forward to the auction if everything goes well. I was sort of planning on bringing some stuff, but that plan is sort of not worked out the way I wanted it to, so I'll just be going as myself. With that, hope everyone had a good first half of the week and has a good second half of the week. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Yep, thank you, Mark. And last couple of auctions, I had stuff tucked away to bring to the auction. Never got to it, so it is what it is. So glad you're going to make it there. You never know. You may add to it, or you may be able to advise others on your knowledge on certain equipment. And if they have questions, you never know. And I certainly love to look at all the different kinds of equipment that gets brought and hear discussions about it. Learn something new every time. Usually learn several things each time. Okay, we've reached the end of the list, so I will do another quick call out. Anybody else that would care to join the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, please call now. Okay, still don't have any questions on the table. I think we'll do one more round of comments. And if we find an interesting subject, we'll continue. And if not, we'll then move on to the second section of the net. So we'll go back up to the top again. Kevin, KB6BDG. And Bob, K1RMN, have made a comment that you might have a better signal report for Bill, K1EV. So I will let you either respond to that or add whatever else, other 2 cents you'd like. This is Net Control, KC1TWR, to Kevin, KU6PDG.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Let's see, my usual broken record thing that I say all the time, which is, watch that audio. Keep right up on that mic if you can. I actually agree with Bob. I'd say Bill is overdriving a little bit tonight, maybe just backing off the mic a little. As far as previous weeks, Bill, I seem to recall there was one night that you were fairly scratchy, and then I think it might have been when you were running the net a number of weeks back, and then it improved as the net went on. To my ear, and I don't have any inside information, but it seems like for a while this repeater was having a little scratchy problem with the receive signals, but that it's gotten better the last couple of weeks, and it may have just been weaker signals, or I noticed Tim has some scratch. He hasn't had it in a while now, several transmissions, and Mark at the beginning did too, but Mark's last transmission was good. Both Tim and Mark are in Groton, so maybe there's something about Groton. It is, after all, Halloween. But I think the repeater's been doing a little better here the past couple of weeks, so I think you're good, Bill. Just maybe back off the audio just a tiny bit. We'll see how your next transmission sounds. Let's see, since we got some time, I wasn't sure I was going to bring this up, but it might make for some interesting conversation. Or maybe I'll get some advice, maybe I won't. Let me reset. Anybody who knows me knows I like to make audio recordings of all sorts of things. And obviously, being a ham, sometimes I've recorded ham radio stuff or shortwave stuff. One of my projects the past few months has been going through my old cassettes, finding recordings that I think have some meaning or value, and digitizing them and putting them on my computer as files I can refer to later. I came upon this afternoon something I think was very interesting to me and may or may not have some historical value. Back in December of 1986, some of you who are old enough to remember or might have read about it, because I know this is a real young net we have here, remember the experimental aircraft Voyager that was the first aircraft to fly around the world without stopping for fuel. It was about 8.1, 8.2 day flight. And I remember monitoring their radio traffic on, my memory tells me it was 6.555 megahertz. I came across today a very excellent, I came across the recording on cassette, which actually is very excellent, really clear, quite surprising. I think I recorded it with a professional Marantz cassette recorder, a deck that was built for broadcast use that I owned at one time. I since have pretty much gotten rid of cassette stuff and gone digital. Anyway, I digress. There's about an hour's worth of really good recording of the radio traffic between Voyager 1 and Mission Control, which was at Edwards Air Force Base. I know that I don't have any problem having listened to that material, and I'm confident I don't have any problem having recorded those transmissions. What I'm wondering is, do I get into a gray area if I make that recording available to others? And by making it available, what I mean is I want to see if the recording would be of value to perhaps the Air and Space Museum, just as an example, which is where the Voyager aircraft currently lives. And before actually contacting them, I took the liberty of getting all the contact information today. I thought maybe I would do a little due diligence and make sure I wasn't opening up some sort of rat's nest. Do I have a pro? Since it's an air nav frequency, but I believe that frequency is also Air Force. And so I just kind of want to be a little careful. I thought maybe I would call the League tomorrow. I know that they're not in the business of dispensing legal advice, but they might be able to give me a few pointers. And I wasn't sure I wanted to bring it up on the net, but I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think anybody's going to come knocking at my door. But if anybody has any thoughts as to whether I need to be careful of this or that in the legal realm, I'm open to comments. KA6PDG, that's enough out of me. Back to net control.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, that's a very good question. But for myself, my first thought is that, unless it's encrypted or something of that nature, anybody can receive. But then the question is, like you said, to then make a copy and make it available. I agree that you're doing the wise thing in trying to get professional advice to find out whether you're going to break any rules or what have you, or morally. But we'll see what other people think. Let's go ahead and go down to Bill, K1EV. Any thoughts on Kevin's question and any other thoughts you may have, K1EV? This is KC1TWR.
Very good, Kevin. That's K1EV in the net. Before I do, let me just ask real quick, Tim, if this sounds any better. Over.
Okay, actually, because I'm on a handheld, and it sounds to me like you're still overdriving a little bit, but I'd like to get Kevin. Kevin, can you answer directly to Bill what you're receiving there, if that would be possible?
Yes, I concur. He still needs to pull it back a little bit. Sounds about the same as it did a few minutes ago. Okay, 6PDG.
I'll pick it up again then. It's K1EV. I'll try to hold the mic back a little bit further. I'm used to holding it with about a finger width between me and the mic, but I'll back off. What I did was I knocked the power way down. I thought maybe I'm overdriving the receiver, the repeater. I was putting in a little bit too much power, perhaps, and so I backed off to just 25 watts right now. At any rate, first of all, let me just say that I had to check against you, Kevin, because it didn't seem to me like it was in 86. It seemed like it was just a few years ago. And it's humbling to find out that it was 32 years ago that they did that flight. I do remember it, the twin boom fuselage slow speed airplane with the two of them. And I think that recording them, I don't believe, is any issue. I think distributing the signals without seeking any compensation is allowable, but I think you're wise to check for official nod on that before taking a layman's advice. But I think it's similar to people who went to court about the over-the-air television signals and whether they could decode them and watch them, and it was ruled that it was in the air and it was free to anybody. Let me reset. Said, I was just curious what you use to transcribe to digital. I found a program called Audacity that I've been using in a couple of instances. Helped a friend with transcribing some old wire recordings into his computer for him and recovered some wire transmissions that were between relatives of his in the 50s. And was able to first get the wire recorder to work, and then to port them into his computer so he could maintain them. And the other thing before I go is, Tim, if you need an antenna to take to North Carolina, I can loan you a couple. If you don't find one there at the auction, I've got some portable antennas you might find. I'll bring them along, and if you're not successful, glad to let you use them. Back to you, KC1TWR, K1EV, and I'm about 3 inches or so from the mic.
Okay, I think reducing power and then getting a little further from it, to me, was very readable, and it sounded very, very clear. But I think the overdriving sounded much, much diminished. Let's see, for you and Kevin, I did, and actually this is more for Kevin, I noticed that when I was first talking on the radio at the start of the net, I had the car ignition, the car on, and I suspect that the electronics in the car was impacting my transmission. So once I turned the car off, I think that probably helped a little bit. This is KC1TWR. Let me reset. Yeah, Bill, if you could bring those along, that would be fantastic. I'll see what I can find at the auction, and if not, I would dearly love to borrow one of your antennas, and we'll go from there. And I'd like to go back to Kevin for just a second so that he could let Bill know what kind of program you were using, KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Okay, 6PDG, and Bill's audio cleaned up nicely. He sounds 100% perfect. I'm familiar with Audacity, but I don't find it that user-friendly in my situation. So what I did was, I was fortunate enough to find a really pristine cassette player. There aren't too many of them around anymore, a few months back. So I ran a patch cord from that. It's a stereo machine into a digital mixer board that I have. Did a little EQ and then patch corded out to my digital recorder, which is a portable device. It's an Olympus LS14. So I pretty much made an analog recording patched in, but it's very, very nice. The quality's excellent. I do that technique with a lot of stuff, and it works pretty well for me because the mixer that I have is good. So that's the answer. I did it the old-fashioned way. KA6PDG, back to net control.
Thank you, Kevin. And, okay, very good. We'll go on to the next person in line here, Dave, K1DCT. Any comments with all this information that you've been hearing? K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
Yeah, thank you, Tim, and good evening again to all those on the net. Kevin, the CIA is on their way to your front door as we speak, so brace yourself. I think that'd be a very interesting recording, and I think at this point in time where, not that I'm a lawyer, when I don't even play one on TV, that, Voyager is beyond our solar system, pretty ancient technology. I would think there would be no issue with releasing any of that information that you may have. Not that I would think that if it was available for recording in the first place, that it would be any too sensitive. So that's just my thoughts on that. And I'm glad we keep talking about the auction, because I keep finding things tucked away here that I'm going to let someone else enjoy. Back to net, K1DCT.
This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, open to any and all amateur radio operators that would like to join. If you are interested in joining, checking in, please call now. My name is Tim, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, and I'm net control for the TipsNet this evening. Dave, K1DCT, I think there was some confusion. The Voyager that they're talking about is an actual earthbound aircraft, of twin fuselage aircraft that circumnavigated the globe, and not the Voyager I think you're thinking of, which was also featured in one of the Star Trek movies, that went out and is now beyond our, I think, beyond our solar system, and as you said, quite a ways away. Does that clarify things a little bit? K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Okay, yeah, I had no idea there was another aircraft with that same name. So I was thoroughly confused by Kevin, which is probably not unusual. K1DCT.
All right, Dave. Yep, it's confusion can happen at a moment's notice. You have to watch out for it, myself included. I've been known to get confused on some very rudimentary things, and for Kevin's benefit and everyone else's, I'll try and remember to talk a little bit more loudly into the microphone and hold it closer. Okay, next on the list, Bob, K1RMN. Any thoughts, comments, suggestions? This is KC1TWR.
Oh, this is K1RMN. I don't think, Kevin, you have anything to worry about. It's not a copyright issue. You're not seeking compensation, and you recorded free airwaves. So actually would be surprised if they don't already have something they may have gotten from NASA if they had asked for it. If you've got quality recordings, I'm sure they're going to appreciate them. So I wouldn't worry. You can call the ARRL tomorrow and ask them, and they'll probably hem and haw and not give you an answer, but it's worth a phone call. But I don't see any issues. And being a new ham, I certainly don't have a plethora of things sitting around in a box to get rid of, but I'm sure that I'll come home with a few trinkets from this weekend's adventure. So I'll be blaming all of you for why I have no cash after Saturday, but that's okay. This is K1RMN, back to net control.
Thank Thank you, Bob. And yeah, that's a habitual thing with me is... Okay, bear with me. I'm going to... KC1TWR on a different radio, I think, than on the battery guide. Bob, your last name spoke with. Would you mind just letting me know if you can hear me okay?
This is K1RMN. KC1TWR, I hear you. You're quiet, but we hear you. Back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. I had a feeling that one of the battery and one radio would not make it the whole hour, and with it doing so much talking, so I'm glad that I brought a second radio. So we'll go ahead to the next person on the list, John, W1JOP. Any thoughts about radio transmissions and legality and all of that? KC1CWR. John might have been called away. We'll try one more time. John, W1JOP, your turn in the lineup. Any comments? Okay, he must have had to step away. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, net control for the TIPS net, hosted by the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. Last on the list is Mark, KB1RAY. What are your thoughts after hearing all this talk going on? KC1CWR.
KB1RAY. I'm on the same group that everyone else is. I don't think it'll really be a problem. I mean, if you look at like the Broadcastify website, they have recordings very similar, you know, over the air of various services, and they're available for download. But it's always good to double check. So if that's something you want to do. With that, KB1RAY, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And I think we have time for a tip by round before we go into announcements and probably redundant swaps area. So we'll start at the top of the list, K6CDG, after all those comments. Any final comments or anything before we close? KC1TWR.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for, and thank you, Tim, for the thoughts, and they kind of echo what I believe to be the case, but I just, you know, it would be just like me to go off half-cocked and step in something, so that's why I figured maybe just a little double-check. And I have a couple other sources. Yes, I agree. I might very well call the league and just get some, well, we don't know, and we'll have somebody talk to somebody. We'll have somebody get back to you, maybe. but I have a couple other ways to approach it. I think if it weren't for the fact that I believe that that's an Air Force frequency, and no, it was not encrypted, it was all analog, that probably was my only little miniature concern. I think that all the communications really was civilian. It's my understanding what they did was they set up a comm center at Edwards Air Force Base, But it was volunteers that were helping out, and they all sound like they were military or retired military. There were some transmissions from family members that were there at the comm center and that kind of thing. There was only one place where I heard what I believe might have been an official military station come on and ask the comm center to stand by while he passed some other information to Voyager. I can't recall what it was. It might have been weather or something like that. But anyway, thanks for the input, and if nothing else, it made us all think a little bit. K6PDG, back to net.
Thank you, Kevin, for bringing that subject up, and I'm glad to be able to provide some opinions and advice on it. But I'm sure you'll find out more as things continue. Okay, Bill, K1EV, any closing thoughts? This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR in the net, K1EV. Now, just a couple of questions for you regarding the antenna that I'm happy to bring and let you take down North Carolina. It'll be what I had up at the field day, and I wonder if you're driving or if you're flying, and if you're driving, would you need some coax to go with it? I've got quite a length of coax that's available, and would you like to have the, it's about a 24-foot push-up mast to go along with it, and that's all I had. K1EV, back to you.
Thanks, Bill. I am driving. My Subaru Impreza provided me to get it back from the garage. It should be back to me tomorrow or Friday at the latest. So I will be driving back down and back again. Yeah, if I could borrow the push-up mast, definitely. I think I have a 25-foot coil of coax, so I think I'll be all set on that. But I will double-check all of that and let you know. Okay, on to Dave, K1BCT. Any closing comments or thoughts? This is KC1TWR.
I think I'm all set. Looking forward to the auction. We'll probably see most of you there. K1DCT.
Yep, thank you, Dave. And I think the majority of us will be able to make it there, including Bob, K1RMN. Any final closing thoughts or comments? This is KC1TWR.
This is K1RMN. Well, you know, I thought for a couple of seconds about what David said earlier, K1DCT, and Kevin, you should be a little concerned because, you know, that military station you heard could have been Area 51. There could have been some other stuff going on. So there could be, you know, men in black suits coming to visit you or in green suits. We're not sure, but, you know, you might want to be very careful about when people knock on your door for the next few days. Just saying. Not to worry, just saying. But no, look forward to seeing everybody this Saturday. This is K1RMN. Back to net control.
Thank you, Bob, especially for those reassuring words for Kevin. And John, W1JOP, have you returned? And do you have any closing comments you'd like to share with us? KC1TWR. Okay, you must have got to do other things. On to Mark, KC1RAY. Any final comments from you, sir? KC1TWR.
KB1RAY. No additional comments here. Just hope the weather is not going to cause too many problems. I know we're not supposed to get anything solid, but the
wind and the rain can get quite interesting sometimes. So, with that, KB1RAY, back to net control.
Thank you, Mark. And this is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, net control for this evening. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Before we go into the second and the third section, any further check-ins, please call now.
Comment.
Okay, Bill, K1EV, please proceed with your comment.
Actually, I should have said question. Tim, it had to do with, you mentioned there was you're going to have a club 2-meter radio down at the auction. I have one here in the pile of club equipment. Is that the one you meant, or is there another one over?
Actually, there is another one. I have it along with a mag mount antenna and a power supply for it. So I think the club actually has two 2-meter setups. And in the back of my brain, something's tickling with making me think that they're both the same make and model, but I'll pick that up and send you an email and let you know what I have and what I'll be bringing, and we'll go from there. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Thanks, and we'll see you there. K1EV.
Okay, very good. And we're going to go briefly into the second section, which is the announcement. And the announcement is that there is an auction this Saturday for those of you that haven't been paying attention. And doors will open at 7 o'clock for setup, 8 o'clock for sellers to start unloading and bringing their gear inside, 9 o'clock for buyers to come in and peruse and browse and poke and prod the various equipment. And then the auction itself starts promptly at 10 o'clock. And I should note that the food is going to be done a little bit differently. Normally, Tom's wife, Betty, handles that. And this year, Josh, K1JEB, will be managing the food. So it will be a real interesting experience, I'm sure. Another announcement is that not this Thursday, but next Thursday is the November 1st, so that will be the SCRAMS monthly meeting at the Waterford Police Station starting at 7 p.m. And at this point, anyone else have any further announcements or items of interest that they'd like to bring to the net, please call now. Okay, third section of the tip set is the cell swap. We're looking for amateur radio-related items. Anyone have anything that they would like to bring forth to the net? Any amateur-related items that they're looking to either sell, swap, or that they're looking to buy? Please call now.
KA6PDG. I just went looking and I cannot find my tin foil hat, so I'm looking for a tin foil hat, unless Bob wants to loan me his, and I'm good on QRZ.com, KA6PDG.
That's good to know. I do have a small 6-inch pie plate that I got from Apple Crisp at Clyde Cider Mill, but I've just filled it up with bacon grease, so that may provide some additional protection. You're welcome to borrow that if you'd like.
You're all too kind.
Okay, any last, I'm going to open the floor here, any last comments or anything before we close the net, please call now. Okay, I'm going to close the net at this time, so those that would like to will be able to get the start of the second game of the World Series. Thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. And thanks to all who stood by and listened as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meets on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross Center at 1031 on Route 32. Street number is 1031, Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. Good evening and 73.